In Australia, it's really hard for a person with intellectual disability to find a great job. Most of what's on offer is low-paid or volunteer work in just a few industries. During the high school years, when other students are excitedly exploring career pathways, students with disability are often left out of the conversation. It's assumed that they're not capable of work, not ready for work, or will follow the traditional disability employment pathway. To suggest the student might want to become a personal trainer, a business owner, or a barber would seem outrageous and far beyond what the person could contribute to a workplace. But what if the key to helping people with intellectual disability find interesting, enduring work doesn't lie in questioning their capabilities or enrolling them in post-school work readiness programs? What if we could use the person's interests as the starting point for developing interesting and sustainable jobs that pay award wages and contribute to the prosperity of the business and the nation? That's what we'll be exploring in Season 2 of the Imagine More podcast. Welcome back to our brand new season, Opening Opportunities. I'm your host, Osha. This season, we're bringing you powerful presentations and personal stories from the Opening Opportunities Conference, which we held in Canberra in 2023. We held the conference to address a big problem in Australia. The problem is that working-aged people with disability have a lower employment rate than those without disability, around 48% compared to 80%. If you look at the data for people with intellectual disability, the statistics are far worse. It's an unpleasant and confronting fact that if adults with intellectual disability work at all, they are most likely to work in low-paid, part-time jobs. These types of jobs are often insecure and offer no opportunity for growth. And people with disability will most likely work exclusively alongside other people with disability in roles that don't necessarily hold their interest or match their skills. They also miss out on all the benefits of having meaningful and enduring employment. Having a good job or career provides financial security, independence, the opportunity to meet people and form relationships. A good income provides funds to pay rent, buy a home, travel, eat out, pursue hobbies, and partake in all the good things life has to offer. Here at Imagine More, we believe that everyone with disability can work. As a society, we just need to rethink what's possible. Opening Opportunities was a two-day national conference focused on uncovering employment opportunities for people with disability. The conference featured speakers, including young people with disability, their families, and professionals from Australia and overseas who have opened opportunities using a proven framework called customized employment. When it's implemented properly, customized employment is a tried and true method for finding meaningful work for people with disability. It's been used overseas in countries like the USA for many years, and more recently, right here in Australia. During our conference, we saw abundant evidence that this approach works. Our speakers shared their lived experiences of customized employment and provided practical tips that could be implemented immediately. In this season of our podcast, we'll be sharing 16 presentations from the conference. By listening to these presentations, we hope you'll come to understand that there are an abundance of employment opportunities in a vast range of industries for people with disability waiting to be discovered. Don't miss a single story or strategy. Make sure you subscribe to Opening Opportunities, the second season of the Imagine More podcast on your favorite podcast app now. You'll also find resources, videos, and information on customized employment, microenterprise, and discovery on the Imagine More website, imaginemore.org.au. See you soon.